Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Is it too soon to think about back to school? I'm sure a lot of you are probably laughing even thinking about that, because you're probably on your way this lunchtime to maybe collect children from the school gates, as a lot of them finish up today for 8 weeks of summer holidays. And I know for a lot of our listeners, this is entering into one of the busiest planning seasons, between organising the summer camps and the childcare and the work schedules and everything else that goes with it. Is there really time to think about September? Joe O'Shea is the editor of Cork Bio. Joe, you're very welcome to Lunchtime Live this Friday. Is it too early in the year for the shops to advertise the school uniforms and back to school merchandise?
Normally, I would say yes, it's way too early, because, you know, my own daughter only finished school an hour ago for the summer.
And so, we're already talking about sending her back.
About sending her back, yeah. That's why she's not in the room with me at the moment, because it's the last thing I want her to hear. But normally I'd say, yeah, I mean, who wants to be thinking about going back to school already at this time of the year? But, however, unfortunately, with the way things are at the moment, the cost of living crisis and everything being so expensive, parents have to really start thinking about two things: about where am I going to get the bargains, and also about spreading the cost out over the next couple of months. Because the last thing you want to do is to come with a week to go before they're going back and going, oh crap, I have to get uniforms, I have to get books, I have to get bags, I have to get football boots, I have to get all of the stuff that they need. So unfortunately, the way we live today and the cost that we face, you have to think about it and you have to start planning and you have to spread it out over the whole summer.
Are you normally this organized?
No, absolutely not. But I did, you know, we have noticed in the past few years, like I looked this up, the uniform costs alone for a primary school kids, average primary school kid in Ireland, it's €120 per year. For a secondary school kid, uniforms at least, or it's average, it's €220 a year. It's not like when I was going to school, we used to get regularly, we get either stuff passed down to us or it wasn't such a big deal. You could buy a pair of grey slacks and Dunns, you know, and you didn't have to have crested uniforms and all that kind of stuff. There isn't a lot of schools will require you to go to certain places to get, you know, branded or crested uniforms. Now, the one good thing is that a lot of schools as well are doing this kind of unofficially, but they're kind of having a kind of a hand-me-down kind of system where, as I know in our own school and in other schools, there's a sort of unofficial, if you have stuff in good condition and you're not passing it down to kids in your own family, could you bring it in and we'll make sure it goes to people who could do with it, you know, which is... people are having to do that.
Yeah. And like, look, you make a fair point, you know, about the school uniform, and if the deals are on now, why not go and avail of them? Obviously, there's kind of keeping the kids entertained over the course of the next 8 weeks. But if the offers are there, you can see, as you say, why parents want to go out and grab them.
Yeah. And you see, I've noticed it as well, that the supermarkets are doing, like, a great way to save money on this thing is, you know, with the polo shirts. Most schools now, in Cork at least, would say you don't have to have a crest on a polo shirt. And you'll see the big supermarkets will be doing 3-packs, 4-packs, 6-packs, whatever. And I've seen a couple of bargains now in Dunn's, for instance, where they are actually already starting to think about this. It is kind of ridiculous, and it is a kind of a sad kind of comment on the way we have to budget so carefully, you know, that many families are already having to start to think of, right, what do we need to do? How much are we going to have to spend? Where can we get the best deals? How can we save money on this?
Yvonne Redden is joining us as well, Joe, on the line. Is June 26th too early to start talking about back to school?
Hi, Andrea.
How are you?
I'm actually the opposite. It's very organised. So, like, I've got twins, so I have to think ahead. The thing, I don't mind the shop stock and the stuff now for the parents who like to buy early, like myself, but I think the marketing is too early. You know, I think that's the difference. So, I mean, it's grand having the stuff there. You can go in and get them if you want. So that's your choice as a parent. But because I have twins, I always bought the stuff the first week in July, to be honest with you, to be prepared and not have all them bulging costs at the end of August. Now, my children have finished today an hour ago, like, oh, clothes and they're gone off to Dundrum. They're going into a non-uniform school in September. So that's kind of, that onus is off me now, and that's, it's not as bad. But they do have to get laptops, and I've been paying off them for 3 months. So I do like to be organised. You know, because there's two of them, it's double everything.
Yeah.
So I do find having the stuff, and when they were in a school, the uniforms school, I did buy them early, and I did stock up on the polo tops, and, you know, I had to because it was double. So I think if the choice is there for people to decide, yeah, I'll get them early. And it's just the advertising of it, the billboards, and back to school. They've only left school and it's back to school. I think the marketing is too early. It's like the same for Halloween and Christmas. I mean, Halloween starts before they even go back to school.
I know.
So I just think the marketing needs to be, you know, cut back a bit. But have the stuff there if parents want to be organised. Like, I would definitely be an organised parent, you know. So everyone's different, I suppose.
Welcome back to Yeah, That's a Pepper Thing. First up, we've got Harrison wrapping his Dr. Pepper in a tiny quilt so it feels at home. Oh, how tender. That's a Pepper Thing! And over to Becca, who's whispering affirmations to her can.
You're sweet. You're unique. You're the best thing I ever poured over ice.
She swears it makes it taste better. It's not a science thing, but it's a Pepper Thing! Why do they all do it? All for that sweet, delicious, truly one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper. It's a Pepper Thing!
Steve Cummins is on the line as well, Yvonne. Would you describe yourself, Steve, as an organized dad?
Oh, good God, no. Not even vaguely organized ever, really. When I first thought about this issue, my first thought was, you know, the kids. I remember even being a kid myself. And when you'd see back to school stuff, you were just like, what? Oh, the summer's over. But now, obviously, they're doing it a lot earlier. So I spoke with my local Tesco manager today. And I asked him, I said, so when are you starting? He said this week. He said, we will have a big section up for back to school and we're going to start putting in all the uniforms. Purely, he said, the thinking behind it is that people can spread the cost because, you know, with twins or if you've three kids, at least maybe you can buy one piece this week, one piece the next week and get you right through to the end. But just on something that, is it Joe? Sorry, the...
Joe Shaston with us, Joe, yeah.
Yeah, because one thing that Joe would mention there when he said about the having, you know, a lot of schools, they go, oh, this is our uniform supplier, go to them. Mm. And you cannot shop around. Like, all crests on uniforms should really be iron-on. You know, if you've got a crest for your school, the school should actually buy iron-on transfers of those and go, okay, any navy jumper, and here's your crest to stick on it. It would really help parents because they could shop around and not just go to the one spot. And the other thing that really bothers me is, you know, a school jacket. Mm-hmm. A lot of schools have, and I know my own local school here, which is a DESH school, but it's mandatory school jacket. You cannot wear any other jacket going to school, in school, or coming home from school. And that's a huge problem for people because no kid is going to wear their school jacket out for the rest of the rest of the time when they're out playing. So the thing is, that is another massive, and it is a big expense. Like a school jacket could be 80, 90, 100 euro. And that's something that you have to buy on top of everything else. I think that's, I've never been able to have it correctly explained to me, the logic of a school jacket, like a winter jacket for school. But if you think about if you have a uniform supplier, as Lorraine said there, she's got laptops she's to buy for school now and everything else. I mean, if you take the numbers that Joe said and then you add in the laptop and everything else, it's a huge expense at the end of the summer. And two parts of it could easily be fixed. One, I genuinely believe, with iron-on school logos or whatever you call it, labels. And the second one, not having mandatory jackets.
Yeah, and surely the white shirt or the white polo shirt, it doesn't need to be branded. You would imagine that people could go in and buy them in the likes
never,
of...
No.
Dunn's or Penny's or M&S or wherever they're getting them. Listener, here says, I think it's absolutely ridiculous how early the back to school merchandise is in the shops. Just give the children a break from school and stop even the conversation about it. You'll only get them thinking about it. Another texter says, just because the stuff is advertised or it's in the shops, it doesn't mean you have to go out and buy it. It's always the same when it comes to the Christmas stuff, Easter eggs, Valentine's gifts, etc. Just because they're there you don't need to purchase. And another listener tells me, I always have the uniforms bought before the children even finish school. It's one less thing to think about and that dread that comes at the end of the summer. What about you, Dara? You've a little boy, is that right?
Yeah. Hi, Andrea.
How are you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, good. Yeah, me, like for me, it emotionally feels just too early. I mean, like back to school shopping for me feels like Christmas shopping, but with less fairy lights and more emotional damage. I kind of think that, you know, the advertising, as Yvonne said, is when they're pushing the back to school into your face before, you can't go back
to
something
on the
if
day,
you haven't left it yet.
On the day the school's closed.
Yeah, like you can't go back if you're still there, you know, and that's kind of, and it's the same they do with Christmas and with Halloween, as we've already discussed, and the cost, you know, I would love it if it's in the back of the store, that it's available for the very organised parents, which I certainly am not. But if I happen to be there, I'll pick up a pair of pants or I'll pick up a top. But my lad has this awful thing. I don't know what happens in summer, but he'll grow 3 inches just by looking at a sandwich. You know?
Yeah.
And if I buy him something now, I mean, I might as well be returning it in September. But I do think that the cost is the big thing. I think Joe mentioned that at the very beginning. The cost, people have to be very, very careful with cost. And there's another little piece there that I was listening to something about this yesterday. You know, although they are, you know, the narrative is that, you know, it is too first to prepare and spread out the cost. But on the other hand, you know, a lot of stores are now using this credit to allow people to spread out the payments as well. And that's kind of catching the people who aren't pre-prepared and then are running in and out in August to try and get these. And then next thing, they're getting credit terms to spread out the payments over the next few months. And that's a bit of a dangerous place as well, that we get to, like, for me, like I'm a customer experience consultant, and my thing is about how we market things and how we put services in front of people and how it makes them feel.
Well, it's interesting that you're sort of, you know, in the kind of the area of the customer experience and customer relations, because this listener, Dara, that's got in touch this afternoon, thinks that when it comes to August, the month of August, sure, people and parents are just going to moan that they can't afford to buy everything after the summer. Why don't they just start now, spread it out over the summer period? So they actually think that, you know, this is a kind of a marketing ploy or opportunity by a lot of the businesses to curtail.
I think some of them will take advantage of that.
Yeah.
And I think the big thing is about having them in the back of the stores, helping people to prepare and helping them to spread out their payments. It won't be like that. But the key to this is about not panicking people, about not panicking and telling them that they have to get out and start buying now when they're trying to, you know, pay for an expensive summer, because kids out of school is an expensive time as well. And so it's just about, you know, I think, you know, people just go when they see this, they just think, oh, this is just another thing on top of all the other expense that we have. And, you know, I'd love to say that, you know, a large percentage of the public are well prepared and very organized, but I think it's the total opposite. There's only probably a very small percentage that think that far ahead. And people just need a break.
Yeah,
you can't just keep thinking
there
of expense.
There is a little bit of that. This texter tells me they have 3 children with branded uniforms and they never spent that kind of money. The school jumpers of a wool mix and trousers were harder wearing, cheaper items or casual clothes. They lasted years between buying large and picking up hand-me-downs. I only really needed to buy fresh shirts, polo tops or tracksuit bottoms for the boy every single year. The cheaper stuff just didn't last as well, and the huge expense was only maybe twice over the course of about 8 years in school. Another listener says, on the reusing and recycling of uniforms has been done in our school over the past 2 decades. The expensive school jackets are sold at a reduced price. I've actually never understood why all of the schools just don't do that. We're a private school in the Midlands, says this listener. Another texter tells me the shops are trying to suck any crack out of the summer by having the uniforms in already. And another listener says, surely this is just another cynical consumer ploy. Just as soon as the Halloween decorations are going to come down, the Christmas decorations will go up for sale in the stores across the country. Keep your thoughts coming into us. Emails lunchtimelivenewstalk.com. That's Dara, Steve Cummins, Yvonne Redden, Joe O'Shea. Thanks a million for getting in touch with us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.